State Senator Spencer Coggs and Assemblyman Pedro Colon will appear on the September ballot. The Government Accountability Board accepted staff recommendations to reject challenges alleging their nomination papers included errors and possible forgeries. The challenge against Colon was filed by one of his two Democratic opponents, Laura Manriquez. She called the board's decision unjust and has filed a complaint with the district attorney's office. She says many in Colon's district support her complaints.
The community knows who the cheaters are, and anybody can come with any fancy language, any fancy lingo, any fancy attorney, whatever, but that's not the litmus test. The community has to be upheld in the forefront of everything that's decided upon.
Manriquez plans to take her challenge to the circuit court. The challenge against Coggs was filed by former Republican State Senator Tom Reynolds, although he neither signed the challenge nor provided any evidence for his allegations. Coggs asked the board to adopt sanctions for frivolous ballot status challenges, allowing the board to impose a fine on anyone who files false challenges. The board did deny ballot status to four candidates who either didn't have enough signatures or failed to include the date of the election on their nomination papers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.